PWD have always been competitive on price, but now they're really competitive. If you get a quote on a professional website, PWD guarantee to beat it. They'll match the design and they'll beat the price. They also provide search engine optimization, or in other words, they help people find your website. If you're in Perth and you need a website designed, talk to PWD. For your free quote, visit pwd.com.au.
Until 6, this is Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
12 to 4, pleased to welcome into the 6BR studios this afternoon the founder and the CEO of Bring Back Australia, Michael Durgin. Good to catch up with you, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Ollie. Thanks for having me in.
That's my pleasure. We spoke to you a few weeks ago when you launched the Bring Back Australia app.
Yeah.
How are the downloads going?
We're ticked over 20,000 downloads in under 4 weeks. We've got people using it. We've got people appreciating it. There's a few little things in it that are annoying, but we're trying to fix all of those. We're a small, you know, it's me basically trying to build an app to try and fix a problem that no one else is going to address. So we just need people to stick by us, support it, you know, tell their friends, get more and more people to download the app, to use the app, you know, show that it's something that we all want to be able to support Australian-owned business. And, you know, so that way the suppliers will get on board. You know, I'll get some money in my bank account and I can speed up the development and the improvements that we need to really make this a, you know, we're trying to build a tribe of, you know, Australians that understand that we need to keep our money here. We need to support the companies that are, you know, buying our roads, schools, infrastructure.
And that's the motivation for this, isn't it, Michael? Because particularly through the last 4 or 5 years and what the world's been through, there was a real desire, wasn't there, within the community to support local, to make sure that we're backing the Australian businesses which are investing their hard-earned in our land.
Yeah.
And that's what you tried to capture here with this app. So when you go to the supermarket, you can scan a particular brand of milk, as an example, a choc milk you brought in today, and find out how Australian it is.
Yeah, well, this... Yeah, I'm from South Australia, obviously. We've got a South Australia's own iced coffee, and it's plastered with South Australian icons. Even the barcode's in a South Australian thing, and you scan on our app, and we'll tell you it's Australian. It's milk. It's made here, but it's actually owned by the French.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so they're, you know, there's a whole lot of marketing behind everything we do. These companies want you to believe
they're Australian, but they're not, and they're sorting
us out. And the background to this company is they pay. Over the last 8 years, they've paid 48 cents tax in every $100 they bought in.
48 cents in every $100.
Cents in every $100. You can go to the tax transparency code and have a look. These are figures from the tax office.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's a lot of companies that do that. You know, there's big companies that come here. We're seen as a, you know, to me, I look at it and big companies seem to think that we're just a piggy bank, that they can come and take all the money and, you know, not pay their way here. And we've let that happen. We don't own much anymore. And our app's about transparency, that people understand.
Brilliant.
That they can scan the barcode and see look at that last flag on our app. That's where the money's going. We got to keep that money here so we can build what we need to build to support our lifestyle, not loan money from, you know, other countries just to pay the way and make it look like we're world class. We got to start being world class and stand up for ourselves.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And as you say, you've got 20,000 people who've downloaded it already in just 4 weeks. They're obviously making some conscientious decisions when they're at the supermarket as well now to say, yep, that's made in Australia. That money is going back into Australian hands.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to buy that particular brand of bread or milk or cheese or whatever it might be.
Yeah, and if the other brands are there in the shelf, you know, make the decision. Look at it. If it's a, you know, similar price or even a little bit more, it's better for the country that we do that. If you can buy the Australian-owned brand, buy the Australian-owned brand.
Okay, so to get that data, to get that information as well, and you obviously want to elevate this, Michael.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do you need support from, you know, the suppliers, the manufacturers who've got their barcodes on the side of a product that they're selling in the supermarket?
Yeah, the Australian companies aren't up with the foreign companies. All share their data. They get their barcodes and they tell GS1, who are the organisation that look after the barcodes. They tell them, this barcode I use for a chocolate milk, this one I use for a cheese.
Yeah.
The Australian companies get their barcodes and keep it a secret.
Why?
I don't know. That's what we've got to try and break through. We've got to make some cut through. And, you know, our platform is suppliers join us.
Yeah.
We tell them, you know, they log on. We show them what products we've got. We show them what data's missing. We show them how to fix it.
Yeah.
Which brings it officially into our system. So when you scan that foreign product, there's more Australian to choose from because we're getting those companies to actually join the platform, see the thing, and we're not trying to make money out of this. We're just trying to
empower Australians to make good choices and support local businesses.
Yeah, we just want to get some money, some support from suppliers,
yep,
so that we can deliver this and tell consumers what they're buying.
But hold on, if you're an Australian supplier, if you're an Australian company, you'd want to jump on board. You'd want to be associated with you, Michael, and your app, because then you're also telling Australians, hey, yes, we are legitimately Aussies.
Yeah, I'm over here in Perth because the Good Food and Wine Show's on.
Yes.
At the Exhibition Centre for the next 3 days. So come in, meet some great Australian companies, see the products that are there, see what these companies are doing and what products they're making, but also come and see us, come and download the app, have a chat to us. We'll show you how it works. We'll show you what to look for, but we also want to meet all those. There's about 200 Australian companies there. We're going to get around and try and see as many of them. We want them to, you know, back us, give us a go to, you know, put their products up. We'll help them share their information and let people know that they're Australian.
Okay, tell us more about the app, Michael. How do people find it? Is there a charge associated with the app?
No, we are keeping the app completely free. There's no adverts. You're not going to be hounded to download Angry Birds or anything like that. It's it's kept clean. We want no distractions. We just want you to be able to, you go to the app stores, search for Bring Back Australia. You'll find it. It's first or second app on the thing. Download it, register, and away you go. Start scanning products.
It's as easy as that.
It's very simple. We're trying to keep it very simple. There's some things that will come along which will make it more interactive. And, you know, we're looking at ways of rewarding people as well to shop Australian. But that's probably 6 months away.
Okay. Well, that's good. You've got to have a plan. You're an entrepreneur. Obviously, Michael, what got you into it? What made you decide, I need to develop this Bring Back Australia app?
When COVID hit and everybody was, you know, getting patriotic, and all the socials were filled of people saying they're supporting Australia. And I come from a background and I watch too many adverts on TV instead of the station. So I know.
And listen to lots of good radio ads as well.
Yeah,
yeah,
that as well.
Yeah, good man.
But I looked at it and said, you know, 9 out of 10 things that they're putting up as Australian are actually foreign owned. They're not helping Australia. And people didn't know. You know, you try and do it. The marketing spin behind things like this are so hard to sort of understand. Yeah, you know, how old were you when you realised the French flag's in the pool's logo?
Yeah, I know, just today, actually, to be perfectly honest.
But that's something our app will show you. And that's all it was. I saw that, and I've done something similar before to sort out a big stock range, and I went, I can do something here.
So
and
do
just,
it.
Just thought, and I'm all in, and let's get it done.
Well done. Well, Michael, all the best with it. We'll keep in touch with you. Go download the app, Bring Back Australia. If you're getting along to the Good Food and Wine Show, go and look for Michael. He'll be there the next few days. He can tell you more. I think it sounds like a great idea, and we've got to get on board.
Thanks very much, Ollie.
Really appreciate your time. Michael Durgin, the founder, the CEO of
Duragon.
I do apologise. Bring Back Australia, founder and CEO. That app is available on all your good app stores. Search for Bring Back Australia. Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Security, stuck in a conference. We'll get to him in just a bit. Right now, it's time for Bruce for the latest on our roads, 4 to 4.
What if there was a magic pill you could take that guarantees growth? At PWD, we're no doctors, but we can get people on tablets, smartphones and computers to reach out to your business. It's not magic, it's digital strategy, and we can guarantee growth. If you think you can handle a sudden influx of internet leads, a free strategy session with PWD could be just what the doctor ordered. PWD, your local digital agency. PWD.com.au.
At Light and Easy, we're proud to have been named Canstar Blue's best healthy meal delivery service for the fourth year in a row. But you won't find us cruising down the red carpet or stopping to celebrate. We're busy making it easy for tens of thousands of Aussies to enjoy delicious, affordable meals, helping them to feel healthier and achieve their well-being goals. We believe from good food comes great results, and they continue to speak for themselves. Light and Easy. Just good food and great results.